The U.S. banking system is sound. Elisa Brady, Fox News. That bottom line from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen at a Senate hearing after the collapse of two banks, including Silicon Valley Bank.
Americans can feel confident that their deposits will be there when they need them.
She also defends the decision for the FDIC to cover all deposits, even uninsured accounts, based on systemic risk and to avoid contagion, a broader run on more banks.
The problem with SVB is that it invested in U.S. treasuries and then interest rates spiked. The bank had to sell those treasuries to pay its customers. SVB lost money dumping the treasuries early. Republicans use the issue with treasuries to underscore concerns about inflation and higher interest rates. Lawmakers promise a bipartisan investigation into bank regulators.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. One mid-sized bank in trouble may have a private lifeline soon. The Wall Street Journal reports that several banking giants, including Citigroup and J.P. Morgan, are considering a rescue bid for First Republic, which had its credit rating downgraded by S&P to junk status this week as customers pull out billions in deposits. The Senate votes to move forward on repealing two authorizations for the use of military force in Iraq. Dating back to 1991 and 2002, a bipartisan effort that has White House support, arguing open-ended war authorizations can be misused if left on the books. The U.S. says the video tells the story about a confrontation with Russian fighter jets that ended with a U.S. surveillance drone in the Black Sea.
I think that our words and our actions speak for themselves, and similarly, Russia's inaccurate information, false information, obfuscation, grasping at straws, changing narratives also speaks for itself. So we're going to stay focused on the facts.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder, Russia still denies hitting the drone. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Kentucky lawmakers pass a hazing bill and join a small but growing list of states with similar punishments.
The Kentucky House and Senate have now passed a bill that makes hazing a felony if it results in death or serious injury. Recklessly engaging in hazing would be a misdemeanor. It's called Lofton's Law after Thomas Lofton Hazelwood, who died at the University of Kentucky 2 years ago from alcohol poisoning while pledging a fraternity. Students told investigators he had 18 shots of bourbon in under an hour. While most states have some form of anti-hazing rule, Kentucky will become the 14th state with a felony hazing law upon receiving the governor's signature. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The White House says Poland did inform the U.S. of its decision to provide fighter jets to Ukraine, the first NATO ally to make that decision. They plan to give Ukraine about a dozen Soviet-made MiGs. The U.S. and other allies have so far resisted Ukraine's urgent requests for jets over concern about possible escalation of the war. One of baseball's best relief pitchers will miss the upcoming season after suffering a freak injury.
In a matter of seconds, New York Mets all-star relief pitcher Edwin Diaz went from celebrating his third strikeout of the ninth inning that sealed his native Puerto Rico's victory over their rival Dominican Republic to falling on the ground. He blew out his right knee, jumping up and down with teammates after he walked off the mound.
Hopefully Edwin Diaz isn't really hurt. He might be. Gosh, that would be the only thing that could put a damper on a great night for baseball.
On FS1, Edwin Diaz, arguably the best closer in Major League Baseball, has been diagnosed with a torn patellar tendon in his right knee. Surgery scheduled immediately. He is unlikely to pitch this coming season. Jared Max, Fox News.
Diaz saved 32 games in 2022 in offseason, got a five-year, $102 million contract from the Mets. An hour to the close, Wall Street rallies, the Dow's up 315. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.